Ugh. Not again. Feeling like you might freak out? Try Guaranteed Ride Home from Commuter Connections. If you ride share to work, you're eligible for a couple of free rides home each year, guaranteed. Why freak out about getting home in case of illness, unexpected emergencies, or unscheduled overtime? Register or renew today for free at commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. That's commuterconnections.org. Some restrictions apply.
Ready to rock and roll. Tisha Lewis here at the Fox 5 DC studios in the nation's capital for the Good Word podcast, a faith-based podcast that we tape right here at Fox 5, which is awesome and a blessing and everything we want it to be. We talk about faith and the intersection of finances and business and entertainment. And joining us for this episode is Tabitha Clark. You are the owner and founder of More Than Java Cafe. Absolutely. But what's interesting about your cafe is that it's very motivational. Mm. I had a chance to check out the one that you have in Laurel.
Oh, yes.
And now you just opened one in Bethesda.
We did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, tell us about who you are and just kind of a, well, obviously we know that you're here because you are a woman of faith, but tell us about this journey and kind of this new victory that you have.
You know, like you said, as if faith has it, that's it. You can't have one without the other. You cannot have any parts of success without faith, to me. And for that, with our journey, faith is always in that. So for us, my husband's here with me. So in 2015, and actually even before that, More Than Java, the way it started, was all with me getting sick, actually. So I actually got sick. I was working, you know, in my job for 20 plus years. And just, I would say, I'm not going to say all of a sudden now, because I know it was something a lot deeper than that. I've always been an entrepreneur, you know, I was just in my blood. And with that being said, just one day, couldn't get back out to go to work. And after that, found out, you know, from a host of doctors that, you know, you can't work anymore. I was like, wait a minute. You know, I'm way too young for that. And with that, you know, it took a while to sit back and figure out, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing with my life? And then after talking with my husband and, you know, talking about something I've always done, which is catering and things like that, More Than Java was born, basically. And I can't tell you how I just haven't felt better since leaving that job and now doing what, you know, what I've always wanted to do.
I feel like you have to have some level of faith to be a business owner.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, with risk, you know, with all of the pressures of just growing and wanting to grow and success and all of those things, it's always prayer. It's prayer all the time, you know, and then just the faith that somebody is, you know, that higher power is definitely there looking out, you know, looking after us and helping us get through those tough times and the slow times and the peaks and the valleys. So yes, you definitely have to have that faith. It has to be strong.
So you just opened More Than Java, a second location in Bethesda, which is in Maryland, for folks who are listening to us not really familiar with the area. Mm-hmm. I mean, that had to be a huge walk of faith.
Oh my gosh.
You opened a second business. Some people are struggling to open a first business.
Well, you know, and actually, this is actually our third.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is our third. So we have two in Bethesda. So the latest one is October. We just opened October 18th. And yeah, it is definitely a struggle. It is it's definitely that walk of faith, because again, you're trying to figure out, can I really, you know, from everything from staffing, which you have to have faith just to do that, you know, because it's hard to, you're releasing your baby, you gave birth to this, and you know, you want to continue to, you know, make sure you're upholding its integrity. If you're not there, you know, what's going to happen if I'm not there? So you definitely have to put, you know, your faith in that. You have to believe that, guess what, you know what, you've done it, you've put it in place, you've implemented all of the policies or the procedures, and you know, you have to have faith that somebody is definitely gonna go ahead and continue to do that with you.
Ah, come on. Feeling like you might freak out? Try Guaranteed Ride Home from Commuter Connections. If you ride share to work, you are eligible to receive a couple of free rides home each year, guaranteed. Why freak out about getting home in case of illness, unexpected emergencies, or unscheduled overtime? Register or renew today for free at commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. That's commuterconnections.org. Some restrictions apply.
Obviously, this is a faith-based podcast. Mm-hmm. Be sure to subscribe. We're on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play. Subscribe, because you will get alerts and access to everything that we're doing here. And then also, obviously, we have a robust and growing group on Facebook as well, which is awesome. Tell us a little bit about, you have an atypical cafe menu. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
So, you know, we like to do things, we like to do everything with a little twist. So, you know, with us, we didn't want to be the norm, you know, just a cup of coffee, just a bagel. We wanted to kind of step and twist, put a twist on everything we did. So, for instance, we have our twist on the classic chicken and waffles, fried chicken and waffles. So what we wanted to do jerk chicken and waffles, which is one of our biggest sellers. You know, we don't do regular chicken salad. We wanted to jerk that up as well. You know, we have a curry, you know, chicken salad. So we have different things. And then what we actually do is we definitely put a lot of love and, like you said, faith into our dishes. We do everything from scratch. We certainly believe that everything you do, you know, you have to feed your mind, body, and soul. So, you know, how do you do that? Well, you think about all of the quality ingredients and the love that you put into everything you do. And like I said, just doing everything with a little twist. So it gives you, you know, it's always interesting when you come in.
So you have an incredible story, an incredible journey of faith. You essentially were sick.
Yeah.
And walked away from your guaranteed job.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed salary to kind of take a step out on faith and open these cafes. Mm-hmm. What's the message?
The message is, you know what? There's always another way. There's always a way that something can happen. Sometimes things happen for that reason, you know, for a reason. You know, we can't take those things at face value. You have to understand, or just take a step back and think about, or figure out what it is, you know, what is it that you really are trying to do with your life? What is it? What's that gift? Let's stop ignoring it, because again, ultimately that is what we're here for. We are all here for a purpose. And I believe this is definitely my purpose, because again, not only walking away, I had to retire on disability. So not only doing that, like you said, from a guaranteed, you know, space, a safe space, to come out and do something that is ultimately one of the hardest industries to stay around in. And in 5.5 years, we're 3 stores later. So, yeah, you know, that is definitely the message. It's always a way. Just step back and think about what it is that you're truly, truly here for.
We ask everyone that comes on the podcast, and because we're all about empowering people and helping people live their best lives, we ask everyone that comes on the podcast, what exactly is the good word?
The good word, in my opinion, the good word is just that. What is it that makes you feel good? You know, what is that thing that makes you feel good? That's the good word. What makes you feel good? And that's just my personal opinion, you know, so it's what makes you feel good.
And for you, it was catering coffee and cafe with a twist.
Absolutely. There you go.
You know, I do want to ask you, what was the prayer that you were saying when you made that transition?
Oh, my goodness. Just, Lord, please show me the way. Show me the way. Guide my footsteps. You know, that was just it. Please guide my footsteps. I know this is not it for me. So that's it. Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
All right. So folks who want to reach out to you, learn more about what you do, where you are, what information should they have?
So morethanjavacafe.com. We're morethanjavacafe on all of the social media networks. And our latest location, latest location, 4907 Rugby Avenue, Bethesda, Maryland.
And you're best known for your jerk chicken and waffles.
There you go.
Jerk chicken salad.
Uh-huh. And that sweet potato pie.
And the sweet potato pie. I'm looking forward to trying this.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It will definitely make you feel good.
Well, that's what I need right about now. Yes. A little bit under the weather. But like I said, I didn't want to miss this time with Tabitha Clark, co-owner and founder of More Than Java Cafe. Mm-hmm. In Bethesda and Laurel, and where's the third one?
Bethesda.
Two in Bethesda.
Yeah, two in Bethesda.
Two in
Motor
Bethesda.
City.
In Maryland. Mm-hmm. That's so awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I do. Before we go, I want to ask you, who inspires you?
You know what? My husband inspires me. He's in the background over there, but he inspires me. He doesn't know it. I don't tell him as often as I should, but he does, because certainly with faith comes risk, you know, and I'm the risk taker. So he helps me, you know, he lets me know that, you know what, it may not sound all together right now, but you can do it. Go ahead. You know, I know you can do it. So he does. He inspires me to keep going. He allows me to keep going even when it's, you know, pretty far-fetched sometimes. But yeah, he's definitely an inspiration along with my children and, you know, that's it.
Awesome. Tabitha Clark, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.